Folks, buckle up because we're about to dive into the greatest cover-up of all time. According to many sources all over the internet, as well as personal sources, the James Webb Space Telescope has captured undeniable evidence of extraterrestrial life, and from what my sources are telling me, the powers that be are preparing to release this information within the next year. But don't be fooled when they make their announcement. What's coming is not what they'll have you believe. It's darker and more twisted than you could ever imagine. Now, let's start with the facts. The Brookings Institute, back in the 1960s, put out this study for NASA, basically saying that if humanity discovered alien life, it could lead to the collapse of modern civilization. They warned that discovering extraterrestrial life might shake our religious foundations, cause societal breakdown, and bring about mass panic. They said that people would be terrified, that religions could crumble, and you know what? They wanted to keep the truth from us, and that's exactly what's been happening for decades. The Brookings Report paints a bleak picture of how humanity would respond to extraterrestrials. But let me tell you, the Bible already told us about extraterrestrials, long before the Brookings Institute tried to play gatekeeper. Let's look at what the Bible says, folks. Most Christians haven't been taught about the Watchers, these angelic beings described in Genesis 6 and expanded upon in the Book of Enoch. These weren't your typical angels sitting on clouds playing harps. These were powerful beings, capable of manifesting in human form, coming down to earth, interacting with humanity, and in many cases, causing mayhem. Genesis 6 calls them the sons of God who took human wives, creating hybrid offspring known as the Nephilim. It's all there. Plain as day. But here's what's crucial. These beings were not from Earth. They were there when the Earth was formed, singing and celebrating. As we see in the book of Job, which says, "When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy." This means they predate humanity and were witnesses to creation itself. By definition, these are extraterrestrial beings. They are not from Earth, and yet, for centuries, mainstream Christianity has ignored this truth, but the masses waking up to the fact that our ancient scriptures already told us everything we need to know about these beings. And here we are now. With the James Webb Telescope gathering unprecedented data, sources are telling me that they're on the verge of announcing evidence of extraterrestrial life within a year. But this is no surprise to those of us who've been paying attention. The Bible already reveals that these beings exist, and we're being prepared for a massive deception, folks. A deception like in the days of Noah. The elites are positioning this as first contact when, in reality, it's a narrative they've controlled for decades to keep the truth hidden from us. We can't ignore that what's being passed off as aliens today are, in fact, the very same beings described in ancient texts. They're fallen angels, the Watchers, masquerading as visitors from another star system. The Book of Enoch goes into great detail about these Watchers. They descended upon Mount Hermon, and they corrupted humanity with forbidden knowledge, teaching mankind the arts of war, sorcery, and other dark practices. This isn't just ancient mythology. This is recorded history of otherworldly entities influencing human civilization. These beings have returned. We see them in the modern UFO phenomenon. Many UFO witnesses have described seeing entities that look almost human. We're not just talking about the typical grays here. Many abductees, including Travis Walton, who was famously taken in 1975, have described seeing tall, human-like beings during their experiences. Walton spoke of beings that appeared almost indistinguishable from humans, something that the Bible sheds light on when it states in Hebrews, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." This is exactly what's happening. These entities are here, blending in, passing themselves off as something benevolent. But they're the same Watchers, playing the same game, just in a modern context. The world's governments have recovered UFOs. These aren't just advanced crafts, but fallen angel technology. It's why we've seen such a massive cover-up for years. They can't have the masses waking up to the fact that our ancient scriptures already told us everything we need to know about these beings. Look at what's been coming out in recent years. We have the Pentagon releasing UFO videos, the US Navy pilots talking about their encounters with the Tic Tac craft, the ones that seem to defy the laws of physics. This technology is not from Area 51. We're talking about ancient craft unearthed, pulled out of cavernous depths that have been sealed since the days of Noah. The establishment fears societal collapse, fears that people would panic if they knew the truth. But here's what they really fear. They fear that people will wake up to the fact that the Bible already explained this, that the God of the Bible knew about these beings, warned us, and ultimately judged them for their rebellion. The Bible isn't silent on extraterrestrials. It clearly describes these watchers, fallen angels, and even how they interfered in humanity's affairs long before the modern world knew what to make of them. And here's another thing, it's not just ancient texts that point to this. You have modern-day testimony from credible witnesses. People like David Jacobs, a psychologist who's interviewed hundreds of abductees, describing a hierarchy among the entities that abduct people. Who's at the top of that hierarchy? Human-like beings, just like Travis Walton described. These are not just random, faceless aliens from science fiction. They are the same human-looking watchers described in scripture. Those who look like men, indistinguishable from us, these watchers are positioning themselves as the directors behind the scenes, using the greys as their workers, their drones, to carry out the abductions and experiments. The ultimate deception here is about influence, control, and preparing humanity for their grand reappearance. The governments and the powerful elites who run them are in on this, and they've known it for a very long time. They have recovered these crafts. They've communicated with these entities. And they know exactly who they're dealing with, and they are complicit in bringing about the coming deception, one that will be so massive that the Bible tells us, if it were possible, even the elect could be deceived. So when the announcement comes, when the James Webb telescope's findings hit the mainstream, and they tell you they've found intelligent life, understand that this is no new revelation. These beings have been here, operating behind the scenes, guiding history to this exact moment. This is about setting the stage for something much bigger, something foretold long ago. The end times, a global deception, as it was in the days of Noah, when these entities openly interacted with humanity. What we're dealing with here is an end game, a deliberate conditioning of humanity for something far greater, far darker than most of us could imagine. The James Webb telescope announcement, the steady drip of information from governments, the soft disclosure by the Pentagon. This is all setting the stage for what the Bible calls the Great Deception. Now think about it. We've all seen the propaganda, aliens coming to save us, extraterrestrials being portrayed as benevolent beings, all the sci-fi media that conditions us to believe they are the wise elder brothers from the stars. And you know what? This is all by design. They're laying the groundwork for a future where these entities will be publicly revealed, not as a threat, but as our saviors. Remember, in the Book of Enoch, these fallen angels, the Watchers, presented themselves as helpers, teaching mankind forbidden knowledge. They taught weaponry, astrology, sorcery, the very things that corrupted humanity and led to the flood. Fast forward to today. Imagine that, in the near future, these beings show up and claim, "We are your creators. We seeded humanity. We have come back at this critical moment in history to save you from extinction." It sounds absurd, right? But that's exactly what they're preparing us for, and unfortunately, too many people are going to fall for it. Because for decades, the narrative has been carefully crafted to cast these beings in a positive light. We're being conditioned to reject the truth of Scripture, to dismiss the warnings about spiritual warfare, and instead, to embrace these space brothers as our messianic deliverers. Now, let's look back at what's going on in the UFO community. We've got people like Jacques Vallée, who openly admits that the phenomena don't appear to be entirely physical, but instead some kind of manipulation of human consciousness. Vallée even states that the entities behind the UFOs can change perceptions of reality itself. Folks, that's exactly the kind of power the fallen angels have. They can appear as angels of light. They can manipulate, deceive, and lead people astray. The so-called aliens are simply the modern-day manifestation of these ancient deceivers. We need to understand how critical this deception will be. The Bible warns us repeatedly about the end times and how they will be like the days of Noah. What were the days of Noah like? They were filled with wickedness, corruption of flesh, and these watchers manipulating humanity. These beings have been positioning themselves for a grand re-entrance, waiting for the right time to come back and deceive the masses once again. And here's where it all connects. Consider the countless testimonies of UFO abductees, like Travis Walton, who spoke about seeing tall, human-like beings commanding the smaller, gray entities. Those human-like beings fit precisely with what we know about the Watchers. They aren't just some random aliens. They are angels who rebelled. The same entities who have deceived humanity in the past. And their mission? It hasn't changed. They still seek to lead humanity away from God, to corrupt, deceive, and claim control over this world. That's why the Bible is so crucial in this context. It provides us with the framework, the understanding of what we're facing, and this matches with what many abductees have reported seeing. Beings that look so much like us that, without a second glance, they could walk among us unnoticed. Now, as this stage disclosure unfolds, we'll see a growing push for unity, a call for mankind to unite under a global banner. Guided by these extraterrestrial allies, they'll present themselves as the answer to our problems, offering solutions to world peace, climate change, and technological advancement beyond our wildest dreams. This is the great deception. Just as the serpent in the garden offered Eve forbidden knowledge, these entities will present themselves as bearers of enlightenment, only to lead us straight into the abyss. And that's where we have to draw the line. You know, we need to be aware, we need to be prepared, and most of all, we need to recognize the spiritual battle that's underway. This isn't just about UFOs, this is about souls, about a great spiritual warfare that's been going on since the dawn of time. The Watchers, the fallen angels, the supposed extraterrestrials, they're all part of the same playbook, and the endgame is clear. To deceive humanity, to reject the Creator, and to prepare the way for the final act.